This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The COVID numbers linked to the hiring numbers. I'm David Brancaccio. The number of people signing up for unemployment benefits fell only slightly in the last week. 290,000 is a fresh pandemic low. Now, this is also the week the government conducts its survey that will lead to the official hiring and unemployment reports for October. On Thursdays here, we connect to Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Grant Thornton. Morning.
Good morning.
We all watch the COVID numbers, and they're cresting down in some places, many places, really. That has to show up in labor market data starting at some point.
Exactly. And in fact, what we're starting to see is that people who had held off coming back into the labor force has started to abate, which means there's more people willing to come into the labor force in October. We also know that the months of July, August, and September, because those COVID cases were cresting, the number of people who said they were unemployed, those people coming back to work will, in and of itself, buoy the employment numbers for the month of October.
Except if they're on strike, October is becoming the month of labor actions as people emboldened by the labor shortage are, you know, pushing for different pay, different working conditions. How does that play out?
What matters is whether or not the workers are on strike the entire week of the survey week or just one day. As long as they showed up as just one day on payrolls, they will not be counted as a loss in payrolls. They also, though, are not eligible for unemployment insurance, so we won't see them show up in these the unemployment insurance ranks because they're on strike. They decided not to work.
Diane Swonk, the chief economist of the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. She's out of Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Brancaccio. Many Democrats in Congress are promising to reverse some corporate tax cuts from the Trump era, but the Biden administration is now signaling the White House may be forced to scrap that idea. It's the latest offer to reach a deal over President Biden's proposed spending on social programs and addressing climate change. Marketplace's Nova Safo is tracking developments.
David, this latest proposal is part of a number of different taxation ideas White House officials are offering congressional Democrats, and it is to get to a deal on that bill you just mentioned. Among the ways to pay for it was to raise the corporate tax rate from its current 21% to 26.5%, still lower than before the 2017 tax cuts. But Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema has reportedly objected to that change, and White House officials are telling Congress maybe we can find the money elsewhere. Other options include imposing a minimum tax on corporations, so none pay less than a certain rate, perhaps 15%. President Biden has suggested that in the past. There's also the idea of a so-called billionaire's tax, which would be imposed on the stock earnings of the wealthiest Americans.
Democrats are trying to get a deal within days. Any signs this aspic is starting to gel?
Well, they appear to have coalesced around a lower price tag, at least down from $3.5 trillion to just shy of $2 trillion, with that money spent over multiple years. And they're paring back or eliminating some proposals while maintaining priorities such as child care subsidies and things like that, including health care funding as well.
All right, Nova, thank you. Apprenticeships give students a way to earn money while they learn on the job. Now, if you're thinking welding or masonry, yes, but California's been ramping up apprenticeships also in computer networking and healthcare. From KPCC in Los Angeles, reporter Jill Riplogle looked into people transitioning from lower paid jobs in healthcare to work in that same field where the pay is way better.
When I talked to Denise Myers in August, she had just achieved a longtime dream. At age 54, she graduated from nursing school.
I get emotional. Sorry. It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal.
Myers works for California Correctional Healthcare Services in a rural Southern California prison. She had tried to enroll in a nursing program 15 years ago, but she didn't get in. At the time, Myers was recently divorced with three kids.
I needed to really get out into the workforce and earn an income.
So she became a licensed vocational nurse, or LVN, instead. It's a shorter, less demanding program, but LVNs are paid about half what a registered nurse makes. Myers wanted to go back to nursing school, but the nearest campus was 2 hours away.
I all but gave up on that hope.
Until late 2019, when she got a letter about an apprenticeship program at her workplace. She was able to keep her job and her salary, but spent half of her work hours training to become a registered nurse. Eventually, she was able to start a new job this fall as an RN. Ken Anyanwu is with SEIU Local 1000, the union that represents state employees.
One of the challenges that the state prison system has been facing is a chronic shortage of nurses and the use of mandatory overtime to fill that need.
The year-long LVN to RN apprenticeship program is designed to alleviate that shortage. Barbara Barney Knox oversees nurses in the state correctional system. She says at first she was skeptical about the idea of a nursing apprenticeship.
And that's because, like many people, when you think of apprenticeship, you think of the labor trade, right?
But then she saw it in practice.
What we gain is a higher level of an employee.
And she says better health outcomes for patients. California now has three nursing apprenticeship programs for correctional nurses. In Los Angeles, I'm Jill Replogle for Marketplace.
And it's the first few moments of trading in WeWork stock right now, and the stock is up 8%. The shared office company had tried for a new stock 2 years ago, but that fell apart. This time seems different. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.